Today is the first day of summer vacation for New York City public school students. The school year ended yesterday with no new contract between the city and its teachers union. The city's 80,000 teachers have been working without a contract since November. Without a raise, they're warning that the city will have an even harder time filling a teacher shortage when school resumes in the fall. From member station WNYC, Beth Fertig reports.
On the last day of classes, teachers in the nation's largest school system still had a lot of unfinished business. At schools around the city yesterday, teachers passed out flyers and held small rallies demanding a new contract. 30-year-old Maria Lutz teaches second grade at a Brooklyn elementary school.
I really love what I do, and I work very closely with my colleagues, and I've learned very much from them, but it does make it challenging to see other professionals' salaries increase to meet the cost of living, and ours pretty much stay the same.
The starting salary for a New York City teacher is just under $32,000 a year. United Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says that makes it hard for the city to recruit and retain qualified professionals because they can earn 20 or 30% more in the suburbs.
And I'm really tired of situations where kids in the city and teachers in the city are not entitled to have what our neighbors have in the suburbs. So that's what we're asking for. We're asking for lower class size for our kids. We're asking to make sure that every single one of our children have a well-qualified teacher.
The teachers wanted a 20% raise over 2 years, but the city offered 8%, the same deal it gave to other unions. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says the teachers' demands would have cost the city $1 billion a year, and he says their union should spend less time protesting and more time making reforms that can improve the schools.
Working a few extra hours might be more impressive than protesting. Being willing to agree to performance pay and merit pay, and taking a risk that the worst teachers won't do as well as the best teachers, rather than trying to protect the worst teachers, which is what the psychology and philosophy of the union is all about.
When contract talks broke down this month, the union asked the state to appoint a panel that could recommend a settlement. Without a raise, the union claims it will be even harder for the city to fill an expected 10,000 vacancies this fall. Hundreds of teachers are filing for retirement each week. In some ways, New York is dealing with the same teacher shortage that's affecting districts around the country. A big wave of teachers is now hitting retirement age, and the strong economy makes it hard to attract new hires. But David Hasselkorn, president of the group Recruiting New Teachers in Massachusetts, says urban areas are especially hard hit.
The physical plants are sometimes deteriorating. The kids come to school with issues of poverty and disadvantage that teachers have to address before they can begin to educate. So cities around the country are being faced with sort of the double whammy of both rising educational standards and the toughest educational challenges.
Ironically, education groups in New York thought this was the best chance in years to get more school aid from the state. A court ruled back in January that the state's formula shortchanges the city. But lawmakers are almost 3 months late on a budget, making it less likely that the city and the teachers will cut a deal before school begins in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.